Hi, this is Charles Kelly. Hope you're having a good day. I'm reporting here from London, where it's a cloudy, cooler day, more like the weather for the spring. In case you wonder why I always mention the weather, that's what British people do. We always talk about the weather. Oh, it's a nice day today, better than it's usually been. Could be rain later. Oh, it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too wet, it's too dry. We're never happy about the weather, but there you go. Thanks to everyone tuning in on Facebook Live, John, and everyone who supports me on this. I'm always welcoming your comments. Today, obviously, it might seem like I'm giving bad news all the time, but I try and temper that with, some good news as well. But obviously, at the moment, we're into a lot of bad news, and I read today that British Airways, the national flag carrier, plans to make 12,000 staff redundant, even though they're using the government's furlough scheme. Which the furlough scheme is a job retention scheme. It was supposed to be a job retention scheme to retain jobs, to stop employers getting rid of people if they could be furloughed at mostly at the expense of the government. That scheme's been extended, and so some people feel cheated by BA and other companies who've taken the furlough scheme for the time being, and then made mass redundancies as they're doing now. But having said that, other airlines are doing the same thing: EasyJet, Ryanair, and all the American airlines, because there's just not many people are flying, and if they do get back to normal, they're going to have social distancing measures, all sorts of extra costs, and so on. And this comes on the back of the fact that the government are still pressing ahead with this quarantine scheme. This is quarantine anybody who comes into the country, or saying that they've got to stay in isolation for 14 days, which is going to kill the tourist industry for the summer, which is obviously the biggest period, and it's a time when we rely on tourists, especially in London and the major cities and all the beauty spots. And it will probably kill the holiday industry for Britain as well. For British people going abroad, why would they go abroad for 2 weeks and then have to come back and quarantine for another 2 weeks? It's just nonsense. It's crazy, and that means that the airlines that would have flown them out there, the travel companies, all these companies are going to suffer and have cancellations of holidays. The insurance companies are going to have to pay out for these cancellations as well. So I think it's a ludicrous plan. In fact, in Parliament today, Boris was challenged by, excuse me. My cross-party MPs, including that's including his own MPs, on the job losses that would follow because of this plan. So I do hope that they will reconsider, and that it's not backpedaling; it's taking new advice, new ways of looking at things. I mean, obviously the government seems to lurch from one problem to another, but then so are the scientists, and I think. This is an unprecedented situation. So as things develop, as new things come out, they have to sort of change course. And I think it would be welcome if they change course. Having said that, a lot of people in Britain support the idea, but I would imagine not if you're working in anything to do with travel, hospitality, all the restaurants and the pubs in London that will lose out, all of the tourist attractions, all of the companies that drive tourists around. I knew someone who used to drive tourists around on his bus, small business. I mean, that kind of thing's going to be decimated. And a lot of these businesses have applied for bounce back loans. Yeah, they have lent out billions, but a lot of people are still not getting them for various reasons, various loopholes. And in fact, some of the challenger banks, these are the new banks, some of them haven't got branches, they're just done on a card. I mean, I've got a card with Monzo, I haven't got a checkbook, I've just got the card, everything's done online. And these challenger banks, they're quite good banks, but they've been criticised over the bounce back loans for lack of progress, for taking too long, for doing credit checks. We're not supposed to do credit checks. And so in some cases, I think in the case of Starling Bank, they've been referred to the regulator by the Money Saving Expert Group. And this is because of lack of progress and so on. I heard that the Starling Bank didn't have enough money. They came into the game late. And they just haven't got enough money to lend out because they're only a small bank. Similar problems with banks like Metro Bank, and there's a few others that have just had problems. But So a lot of self-employed people have been unable to access this help, perhaps because their profits were too low in the last couple of years, or the turnover was low in the last couple of years. So if they've just started a business and their turnover was only 20,000, you know, £5,000 is not going to make, because it's only 25% of that figure, is not going to make that much difference. And onto the stock markets. Now, some people have been asking me about stock markets, and did you know that the stock markets have really bounced back since the big fall in March? In fact, the Nasdaq in America is almost 10% of where it was in January, which was its all-time high. The UK stock market is not quite at that all-time high figure, but it certainly bounced, you know, through the 6,000 mark that on the FTSE 100 index. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a throat today. It's not coronavirus, but people are saying, should you go back into the stock market? And do we think that the stock market is just going to continue now as normal, business as usual, and back to the next bull run? Well, I don't think so. And I think the only reason it's moving up is because so many of the fund managers and the mutual funds, the unit trusts, pension funds, have got money flowing in every month. I mean, think about the work-based pension schemes. That's millions flowing in every week. And that's got to be invested mostly in the stock market. And some funds cannot sit on cash. They have to put it into the stock market. So I think that's artificially fueling a mini bull run. Some of it's down to the fact that the tech companies have been doing very well. Thank you very much. Bill Gates, Microsoft. I mean, his business is booming. He's added billions to his wealth, as have other tech companies. And maybe that's, certainly with the NASDAQ index, that's pushed prices up. And the so-called FANGs, the Facebook, the Amazons, the Google and Apple, and that's what they have done very well from this, and their share prices have been going up. But I don't think that's realistically congruent with what's going on in the wider economy, where we've just seen, you know, house prices, for instance, fall at the lowest monthly fall for 11 years. I reported that yesterday. We've seen April as a record low. We've seen 40 million people in America unemployed, over 2 million here unemployed, 8.7 million people, or a third of the workforce, economically inactive, on furlough. And, you know, we've got things like reports coming out every day. UBS, the bank, predicting that 1 in 5 restaurants will close in America. And that's come about as 500 of the chains, you know, the IHOP, the Denny's, and so on, say they will close 500 branches permanently. That's it, closed. And that's a lot of jobs gone. You know, if you think 500 branches, what's that, 20 people, you know, employed at each branch, what's that, 10,000 jobs? I mean, it's a lot of jobs going. And so I don't think we're going to see this immediate V-shaped recovery in the economy. And, you know, then we've got what's going on in America. You know, it's on fire at the moment. So I think the stock market is artificially high compared to what's going on in the real economy, and that it is due for a bigger correction as we move into a longer recession and possibly even a depression. Now, does that mean the end of the world for everybody? Well, no, because people can thrive in a recession and a depression, as they did in the 1920s. My own grandfather in Ireland built his farm business during the depression, when people were literally starving. They had to go to England, they had to go to America or Canada to get away. And he built this business. He didn't think about what's going on in the economy. He just looked at his own economy and carried on working through this period. In fact, Ireland stayed poor. I remember going to visit my grandparents in the 70s, and Ireland was a poor country then. It was still poor. You know, a lot of people were only just getting their houses fixed up with electricity in the 1950s, when my mother left Ireland, and there were no jobs. They had to come to England to work, just like migrant workers now come from other countries to work. Ireland was like that until it joined the European Union, and then they had this tiger economy. Then it was bust again. Now it's up again. But Ireland was a very different place then to what it is now. And yet they still managed to build this business when people were walking around. My mum remembers going to school and some kids didn't have shoes on. They're, as they say, their arses hanging out of their trousers. That was the old saying. So you can still do things even in bad times if you've got the right mental attitude. and you just think about your situation rather than worrying about everything else. And there are lots of advantages. And I think one of the things you can do, instead of focusing on all the bad news going on in the news all the time, is to concentrate on your own business and keep learning new skills. If your job is one of those jobs that could go, then now's the time to retrain. Maybe look at starting something on the side, maybe your own business, maybe getting into property, maybe getting into online business, and just adapt to what's going on. And then I think you can survive a recession and even a depression. But if you're sitting there going, oh my God, it's doom and gloom, I can't survive this, and you just sort of hibernate away, then you will go down with everybody else. But if you decide, well, I'm going to do something about this, and I'm not going to join this recession, as Zig Ziglar used to say, I'm not going to join this recession, you know, then you can still. I mean, there was another figure that came out that since the Great Depression of the 1930s in America, up until fairly recently, there were 17 recessions. So obviously during those recessions, things were up and down, and people, you know, went up and down, but other people just carried on. They just carried on working. In fact, a friend of mine told me that he's kept his business going during this lockdown period by just having all his phones and all his systems in the cloud, and then everyone can work from home, and he's kept going. In fact, his business has gone up. He's in the insurance business, insuring a lot of restaurants and medical insurance. His business has actually gone up. He said because of many other companies of his competitors were closed. They just closed their office. And I don't understand why a lot of restaurants I see in the high street are not open for takeaway and home deliveries, because the ones that are, they're quite busy. So you can always survive whatever happens. If you've got the right attitude yourself, the right mental attitude, and you think in a positive way. I know it's easy to say think positive when things are going bad, but you've got to really focus on what you want rather than focusing on what's going on everywhere else. So that's my mantra today. And you know, in fact, there's a webinar on tomorrow where you can learn how to maybe learn new tricks and learn new things to get into property without even using your own money. In fact, it's a free webinar. I'll put the link up here, but it's an all-day webinar. So instead of just watching daytime TV and Loose Women and Homes Under the Hammer from 3 years ago, maybe look at this webinar tomorrow. It's an all-day summit. There'll be lots of different speakers from 10 a.m. in the morning. And who knows, you might be able to change your life. And there'll be other events coming up next week, some of them dealing with how to start online businesses and get into online marketing. So there'll be all sorts of opportunities while you're at home to learn new skills and maybe help you adapt to what's going on with the coronavirus economy as it is at the moment. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in on Facebook Live. Great to see you all.